We are broadcasting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order, and we will start out by taking the roll.
Senator Findley.
Senator Findley, present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Is present by video.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Excused.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Present by video. Okay, we have a very short agenda today, just a couple of work sessions on bills that we heard last week or week before. And so I will start out by opening a work session on House Bill 2129.
Thank you, Chair Burdick and members of the committee. This is
okay, before you get started, I want to note that Senator Boquist, would you mark yourself present by, I assume, audio?
I am on audio and ready to make the motion as soon as she's done talking.
Okay, there you go. Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'll be quick. This is Caitlin Harger, Legislative Revenue Office. House Bill 2129 deals with the Charitable Checkoff Program and the update statute to reflect the program's current operations. There's no revenue impact and there's no fiscal impact to this bill.
Okay, Senator Boquist.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2129 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2129 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, Donita, please call the roll.
Senator Findley.
Senator Findley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Wagner.
Senator Wagner is an aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist is an aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Chair votes aye. So House Bill 2129 is passed. Close the work session. And Senator Findley, you have gotten off entirely too lightly in this committee. So I would like you to carry not only this one, but the next one.
Madam Chair, I don't know that that's fair. I'll be happy to do whatever you would like.
Thank you. Okay, now I will open a work session on House Bill 2130.
Thank you, Chair Burdick, members of the committee. House Bill 2130 establishes a due date for declaration of estimated tax as well as estimated payments as April 18th in the case of a conflict with Emancipation Day, which is a federal holiday in D.C. This takes effect on, or sorry, it applies to tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2022, and takes effect 91 days following adjournment and signing die. No revenue impact on this bill and no fiscal impact.
Okay, Senator Boquist.
Yes, ma'am, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 2130 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2130 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, Donita, please call. Oh, yeah, Senator Findley.
Madam Chair, I was wondering if I voted no, would I still have to carry?
Yes, you would.
Yes.
Donita, please call the roll.
Senator Findley.
Findley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner is aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist is aye.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Chair votes aye. Okay, Senator Findley, would you like to carry this bill?
Oh, I would be happy to, Madam Chair. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Okay, committee, that completes our work. I apologize again for being a little late today, but we will continue with our work next week. So, Chris, is there anything else we have to do today?
Nope, that was your agenda.
Okay, thank you. And if I don't see you all, have a wonderful weekend. And we are adjourned.